Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone. So today I would like to talk about embracing where you are at and stop wishing the suck away. So we all go through hard seasons in life. There are many ups and downs, especially going through a hard season when you're in what I call no man's land, trying to figure out what the F you want to be doing with your life and what that looks like for you and how you create it. And it can be all overwhelming. And a lot of the time, at least in my experience, what I've seen is wanting to get out of that feeling, wanting to get away from that pain, wishing you were already your future self and not having to do the work to get there because you are tired of the suck. I don't know how many times I called one of my best friends or had conversations with her or texted her being so frustrated with not moving from where I thought I, from moving to where I should, thought I should be rather instead of where I was at. That I was still in the sucky story, repeating the same thing over and over again and being mad at the universe and just yelling at it and being like, haven't I learned this lesson already? You're like, what the F are you trying to teach me? You know, just really mature stuff going on for someone who is wanting to get out of the stuck and is having a temper tantrum because apparently I haven't learned whatever life lesson it was at the time. And over the course of my own journey and having people tell me this all the time, just embrace where you are. To be able to shift faster to where you want to be, you have to embrace where you're at. And that's embracing all the goodness the hard season is providing for you right now, where you're feeling sucky. So that's where people bring in the gratefulness journal. Being grateful about three things right away in the morning to set the mood right, or being grateful or seeing the positive in a situation that doesn't go your way and you get so frustrated because you feel like the world and the universe just keeps throwing these right hooks at you. And you thought you had your arm up protecting your face, but all of a sudden this right hook comes in and then a left jab and you're just like, all right, I'm just going to throw my hands in the air and say F it and be done. But something keeps calling you back to that fight because you know there's something better for you. There is something greater for you, but you want to get out of the suck. And when you're in the suck, you don't have to explain what you're going through, what you're doing, why your actions are what they are. And there is nothing wrong with you when you are going through a hard season in your life, when you are embracing where you are at. There is never anything wrong. I mean, I hate cancel culture, but if we're going to cancel anything, can we cancel the fakeness, this portrayal of the perfect person going on and about, and to be this thing that you're supposed to automatically just be? When you magically turn 18, we'll say, be this perfect person. First of all, the perfect person doesn't exist. It is a lie. It's a fallacy we tell ourselves to try to make motivate us, which actually makes us feel worse than we are and puts people who should be our role models, makes them idols. And when you make anyone idol, your idol, that is subconsciously telling yourself that they are better than you. She has her own best-selling books. She has 50 million downloads on her podcast. She is this. He is this. Whatever it may be, something that your people you are looking up to, who you scroll on Instagram, whose podcasts you listen to, that somehow the story becomes you're not good enough, why me? Why should I even try? Because my life sucks right now. I'm going through X, Y, and Z. It could be finding a new apartment, going on a breakup, losing your job, getting tired of Corona, all of that, because you're focused on the here and now, which sucks for you, for whatever reason you've decided. And since you haven't embraced it, you can't shift and move forward out of it. But getting back to that idolization, when you idolize someone and you're self-consciously saying that you're not good enough for what they're doing because this season right now in your life is hard and they never go through hard seasons, which is complete bull, because the human condition, we always go through hard seasons. We have ups and downs, peaks and valleys, whatever you want to call it. So shifting into the idolization back to a role model is somehow remind yourself that they are human, that they are going through this. Like when I was much, much younger, probably in high school, I would imagine like talking to celebrities and people who are famous for whatever reason. And I'd always be like, well, how would I be different? How would my interaction with them be different than from whatever interaction they have with other people? And I'm like, well, they're human, so we're just going to treat them like human. They're not God's gift to earth. No one is God's gift to earth, to be honest, because we're all human. We're all on an equal playing field. We have the same abilities to create what we want in our life from the people we are watching, from the people we are following, from the people we are idolizing. Because if we didn't see something in them that we want, it wouldn't be meant for us. We wouldn't recognize it at all. So people are mirrors and they show us what we want, but they also show us where we need to heal ourselves. So you just really just gotta embrace the suck. I hate it so much. I mean, there are many times when I'm just like, can the suck just be over? Can I shift out of this? And the beginning of the year, the first 6 months up until now, it sucked for me. I hated it. There was a lot of transitions going on, and I wasn't embracing the suck. I was looking down on myself for not creating the things that I keep saying I want to create, for not doing the things that I know I'm meant to do, for not pushing myself further. And then Corona happened and filling up my time, and so I'm not sitting with myself and my feelings of emotion and embracing the suck. And it wasn't until recently, until things started shifting, until I started feeling like myself again, pre-law school. Law school is the beginning of the end of it all, I feel like. But getting to a place where I'm confident in who I am to be able to build on the strong foundation to the person I am working myself up to be, the person I am building. And that woman, I'm excited to be here. I am more excited to figure out how I get to that place, how I make those goals, how I become her on my way, more so than I did before. But it's taken a minute for me to really just embrace the suck and the hard season in my life. And even though it's holding on to that thought, better things are going to come, that this too shall pass, it still is not easy when you're in the middle of it. When you're in the middle of it, you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, let alone hope for the light to be there soon. It's like when you're doing a really hard workout and it's leg day and you're just like, one more rep. I might not be able to walk, but I can do one more rep because your legs are jello. That's how it is walking through the hard season of your life in no man's land, trying to figure out who it is you want to be and where you want to go. And I know last solo episode I talked about being the confident person and embodying what the confident person looks like to you. And that's really what it is. It's just each day embodying one characteristic, attribute, value, whatever it may be, of someone you look up to who has what you want. If you've built out what your next iteration of you is, your higher self, maybe you named her, maybe you didn't. Mine's always going to be Rebel Grace. And I'll do another episode about that later. But embody it, even for a minute a day is a success. Even for 5 minutes. And eventually you start building that momentum that the hard season isn't really as hard and you can actually see the end of the tunnel. It's like you're getting up to the top of the hill to go straight downhill to reap the benefits of what you went through just to get to the other side. So that's all I really wanted to talk about, is really just embrace your hard season. And you don't have to be in a hard season right now. Just embrace where you are at and stop wishing to be someplace else, to be where you know you're meant to be without the doing. I mean, if you don't acknowledge where you're at, how will you ever know that you ever grew? How do you know you've grown if you don't take inventory and stock where you're at now, where you were 6 months ago, a year ago, 20 years ago? I was 9. That's a long time. I don't even know what I was doing when I was 9. Elementary school is a long time away. Anyway, a lot has happened since I was 9. But I digress. But acknowledge and honor how far you've come. Even if you are having a hard season, just look back and see what season was harder for you. Maybe you feel like this is the hardest season you've ever been in your life, and that's okay. But you're able to go through hard things. You're able to do hard things. And it's just acknowledging where you're at in the moment, where you are right now. Not that if you acknowledge where you're at, you're going to get stuck there. You won't get stuck there. You only get stuck someplace you don't want to be because you choose to. It's the fact of the matter. You're stuck in a place because you choose to. And if you say, well, physically I can't. Okay, well, mentally, where are you? Let's talk about your mental game. If there are prisoners in prison who feel free because they freed their mind just because they're in a physical box, that is freedom. They have checked themselves and mastered who they are and understand they are more than their circumstance. Mentally and physically, they'll get out. Look at Nelson Mandela. But the point being is, wherever you're at, just acknowledge it. Honor it. It's like, oh, hey, I see you. I see how far you come. I see right now this sucks. It's acknowledging it. And a lot of times when people say they want to be seen, it's because they're not seeing themselves and they're seeking out the validation from others to show them what they're missing or wanting to see or show the world. You can't show something to the world when you have not acknowledged it yourself first. So if you feel emotions and you feel stuck and frustrated and that you're not shifting, say hi to those emotions. Glennon Doyle brings them in, invites them in to teach her what she needs to learn, and then moves on, knowing that it will pass, that it is not permanent. Just because you embrace where you're at doesn't mean you'll be there forever. It's a choice. You always have a choice. So if you still want to feel stuck, go for it. It's not fun. It takes a lot of energy. I've been there trying to shift out of things and force things to happen when I'm always being taught patience. Patience. Surprised my parents didn't give that as my middle name. But with that, have some fun this week, as always. Embrace where you are at. You can't shift and move if you don't know where you're at. View it as like a fun sign experiment. I mean, I would. That's what I do all the time. And with that, I will see you later. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.